God, the 2024 football season in New York is officially over. But BT, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will be here beyond just this disastrous year. As the Giants announced today, they will be coming back. And for me, it's just delaying the inevitable. I tried to believe in Brian Daboll specifically throughout the course of this year, especially early on. Joe Shane, we said, 3 years, how do you really evaluate a general manager? However, as the year progressed, the Giants got worse. It was a disastrous year, maybe the worst year in the history of their 100-year franchise. And yet they're going to stick with Shane and Daboll beyond. So now, to me, it's like Daniel Jones delaying the inevitable.
I'm not surprised. It's not what I would do. I would not have brought these men back, with all due respect. And if the next either announcement or press release is not about a contract extension for both of these men, then next year for the Giants is going to be what this year was for the Jets, where we're midseason and the Giants stink again, which they probably will. Their schedule is brutal. Their talent base is low. We all know that. And now you have a situation where you've got two men. All right, they were granted a reprieve this year. So now everything, specifically Shane, that they do this offseason is going to be, you would think, just based on human nature, an attempt to save their job and change the image, which could lead to very short-sighted decisions in terms of reaching for a quarterback, giving bad money to free agents just for a little Band-Aid next season. The Giants, to me right now, have not shown the evidence, and I'm talking about that, I should say Mara, that they are prepared to get this right. This is not good. I'm sorry.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, it's not the worst case scenario, which would have been keeping one and firing another. Like, if they kept Shane and fired Daboll, that would have been a convoluted mess. To me, this is the second worst thing. If the best choice would have been just cleaning house and starting from scratch with the number three pick, go from there. Okay, but they decide they want to keep them. I'm with you in saying, okay, well, if you're keeping them, there has to be reason beyond, well, let's just give them one more year. That's not good enough. So then I would like to ask Mr. Mara one question. Why? Why did you decide to keep Shane and Daboll? What is it that you've seen in 3 years that makes you think that this is the tandem? And then beyond that, play it forward. Now, because they screwed up last year by not taking a quarterback. Now, because they've had 3 years, they make the playoffs. But even in the year they made the playoffs, like, come on. Let's get, they were a team that was barely competitive that made the postseason. I'm not trying to minimize that year. It was a fun year, but you know what I'm talking
about.
They
had one division win.
Come on, one division win. They were non-competitive against the good teams.
Yep.
We saw it play out. So, really, yeah, it was a fun year, but, like, it wasn't a real legitimate playoff team. Last year, disastrous. This year, even worse than that. So, A, what did you see that makes you want to extend them? B, what are we looking for now next year when this regime that's going into year four still has not chosen their quarterback outside of Gettleman's guy?
Yeah.
Which they doubled down. They haven't chosen their quarterback. Now are they going to be forced to take one? And then if they are, is the excuse next year going to be, well, it's a rookie quarterback? If they don't, then what are we waiting for? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
They're punting. They're punting.
Again.
They're punting. And they're hoping to play the field position game rather than go for it and try to score. I mean, I don't know how many more excuses we can have here. So Wink got fired. Okay.
Yeah,
so that
right.
So that obviously happened.
One coordinator in and out.
Boom. Let's face it. I think we all think that this coordinator is going to be fired.
Which would be
another one, back-to-back years. You know, last year, meaning this past season.
It's not just the defensive coordinators. Like, I got news for you. And you know, I sided with Daboll, and you were more with Wink last year, BC,
yep.
You can't go through another one.
No, well, and think about this. This year, Daboll assumed the offensive play-calling duties. The Giants'
right.
offense was absolutely pitiful. So, you know, the excuses have dried out. I get it. I just, you know, for Mara, I've always feared this, actually, Sal. I've always thought that Mara was going to make a decision based on not convenience. I don't think it's bad. Some owners don't want to go through the hiring cycle, which is a lot of work. I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I think with Mara here, he just really wants to change the stigma that his beloved New York Giants wants a symbol of stability. Has, you know, that they're getting away from that. I don't think the decision, I'm sorry, is based on merit. I think it's really just trying to change the belief that the Giants are a circus, let's face it, they have been.
Just to read this again, because I wanted to go over for my own edification here. Now that this is from the Giants, a statement from John Mara. Now that our season's over, we felt it was necessary to make this statement. Shane and Dable will continue in their respective roles with the organization. As disappointing as the results of the season have been, Steve Tisch, and I remain confident in the process that Joe and Brian have implemented and their vision for our team. We look forward to the future and achieving the results we all desire. Why? Why do you still believe in the process? What about the process do you believe in? I'm not like yelling and screaming and saying he's wrong. I want to know. Yep. I legitimately want to know. What about it? I was with you, Mr. Mara. I was saying that the beat reporters were on a witch hunt week one, week two, when they were talking about Shane and Dable being fired. However, it got worse, progressively worse, from getting their ass kicked at home. They won one home game, a home game that nobody wanted them to win. Think about that. They even botched the number one pick. They're in such a mess, BT, that I don't even know what to say. Some people say, well, they should take a quarterback. Well, I think you have to take a quarterback, but I would have taken a quarterback last year. Do you know why? There were many quarterbacks available in a quarterback, rich draft, and they had an opportunity to do so. They didn't, and now they're in a spot where they almost have to take a quarterback in a draft that's less than, and who knows who's going to be there at number three. Maybe Sanders forces his way, whatever, but like, They've screwed themselves over here with decisions that they've made for the last three years.
This is what worries me, Sal. This is why you've got. That's what the first thing I said today is that is the next release going to be about a contract extension,
right?
Which, by the way, they haven't earned it, but at least it's more justifiable, and I think gives them. I was talking about Shane and Dable, the freedom to operate the proper way. I just think about the pressure. Think about the pressure that Joe, and it's okay because this city's all about pressure. I get that. But think about the pressure that's now going to, you would think, dilute his sensibility. Talking about Joe Shane's football sensibility as he attacks this draft and as he attacks this offseason. If he is a lame duck and they're not getting extensions, I don't believe it. If they do, okay, then I'll take back what I'm about to say and what I've already said. But they're going into this now, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to save our job, we got to change perception, we got to win some games. Well, when you think like that, you generally don't think clearly. And when you don't think clearly, when you're rushed, you generally reach. And when you reach, guess what? You fail.
Yeah, I'm with you, BT, because that would at least, again, not saying that I would have extended them. I would have, although I really wanted to have continuity and stability.
Yeah, if it makes sense.
Yeah, well,
continuity.
Right, but based on 3 years of watching both Shane and Dable, I have no faith that these are going to be the guys.
Yeah.
So they did sign Huff at the beginning, a 5-year deal, each of them. So this is now going into year four. So now, again, but still, without the extension, everybody assumes that if things go wrong early next year...
Oh, they're gone!
Well, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't want just a vote of confidence for this year. I need to hear Mr. Mara say why he still believes in Shane and Dable, and then that they're not even on the hot seat next year. Like, guys, stop the witch hunt. These are the two that we chose.
Yep.
We're going to see this through for the next, three, whatever. Because it can't just be about next year again. Like, what's going to change? They can't be in the same spot the Jets were a year ago.
Okay, so let's say that we get that press conference from John Mara, which I don't think we'll get the answers that we're searching for. What do you think he'll say? What is there to say? What are they good at?
That's why I want to hear it.
That's the point.
Well, I was trying to fight you off on this earlier in the year, right?
And early,
they were okay. A bad kick, a kicker, a healthy kicker away.
The Commanders game with the roster,
yeah, whatever,
sure.
Like all those little things, or a big play away if they had a real quarterback. It got progressively worse. I'm waving the white flag. I was in the camp of keeping Shane and Dable.
I know you were.
I cannot fight you off with legit reason to keep these two. They've given nothing in 3 years.
And let me ask you this. So if there's going to be some firings on the staff, I would imagine. Let's say they're in the market for another defensive coordinator, as I said before, right? With only 2 years to go on the contracts here, and then obviously next year, at that point, it's a year to go.
Yeah.
What coach is that's worth hiring? I'm not saying it couldn't work out, but it's the least desirable situation. What established coach is going to say, sure, I'll uproot my family and I'll move to New Jersey and I'll go and coach for a guy and play and be on the staff for a general manager whose contract is about to be up. That makes no sense.
One that doesn't have any other options.
Well, correct. There you go.
But that's not going to be the one that you would want.
True.
I think it's just a mess here. It's sad that we're here And I'm not trying to get these guys fired, but I'm just look at the record. And
I'm not either. I believe that they probably got themselves fired.
Yeah, well,
now,
right.
Think about this. The schedule. Now, to go through the schedule in the NFL is a waste of time because you just really don't know. Like,
we thought
Vikings would stink this year. Nobody saw the Commanders coming. Like, okay. Nobody thought Denver would be a playoff team. Right. It is very hard to do. But at least on the surface, the teams the Giants have rolling in to MetLife next year, it is a gauntlet. Does anybody think the Giants are going to win a lot of games next year? And what when they're 2-5, if they are, or they're 1-3 and it's an ugly 1-3, we're right back next year to where the Jets were this year.
The only difference would be if they draft their quarterback and then everybody acknowledges, like if you see signs that a guy is a potential franchise quarterback, let's say Sanders, and you're like, all right, well, we could deal with the 4 or 5 win season, knowing that they found their guy and they're going to develop him. But then we play this. That's what I'm saying. They're delaying the inevitable with these guys. Then that gets us to year 5, and then it's going to be, okay, well, like at some point, you actually have to beat the Eagles. Forget about their schedule. Look who's in the division. Are they going to be as good as the Eagles or the Commanders anytime soon? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cowboys, even in the down year, they had a way to be competitive with the backup quarterback. Like, the Giants are so far from competing at a high level realistically, and that's why I would have just restarted the clock with a young quarterback, because now, again, we're going to have a young quarterback, potentially. We don't even know if that's going to be the case. From Shane and Dable and like start their clock over.
And think about this. You're going to take a bad team and the Giants are bad and have been bad. And you're going to give up so much draft capital to move into a position to 1 or 2 to take a guy that nobody even loves.
So the
team is already fairly bereft of talent. You're taking prime draft assets. Now, it's one thing if it's Peyton Manning or it's Andrew Luck.
Right.
You wouldn't mind doing that. I just think that they are set up to fail for a while. And I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I really do. But it's not what I would do.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get some calls in. 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Russ is in Norwalk, Connecticut. What's up, Russ?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. You guys are spot on. John Mara has ruined the family business, guys. He's ruined his dad's football team. Period. End of story. I've been pissed off since he had Eli bench for Geno Smith. That was handled poorly. Then he hired two loser GMs, and now he accepts 3-14. He accepts 3-14. Guys, come on, it's ridiculous.
Well, sorry. Go ahead, Russ.
No. This guy needs to go. He needs to sell the team now. He's gotten that senile, that old, and that frail that he needs to sell this franchise. That's how poor he is.
But he's not going to do that, Russ. He's not going to do that, and thank you for the call. And I feel bad. We know he's trying, and it is a different level of ineptitude than Woody Johnson, who we'll get to later. I mean, the more Woody speaks.
Is it that different?
Honestly, is it that different? I think it is.
I don't know.
I do. Maybe we can have that conversation. Let's talk that out. But I feel like it's different. I know both guys want to win.
Yeah.
I do think Mara, look, he's proven that he does know how to win. It's just gotten away from him. And sometimes, BT, when things get away from you, that's where you really show what you're worth.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't been able to get it back on track.
No, it's getting worse.
Correct. It's getting worse. And because of that, because of all those repeated mistakes, he now is thinking of those in the past and saying, I don't want to do this again and restart again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sticking with his instincts, which is fine, but then you really have to be committed to this through the storm, meaning these are your guys. You made the choice. Last week when I was saying definitively, these have to, if you're going to make your decision now, that means that Shane and Dable are your guys through the thick and thin, meaning the next couple of years. Like it or not, Giant fans, that's the reality. If they're making that decision. I don't know if they are. That's what I would have done. If I'm saying I'm going to stick to them, that means it's beyond just the storm, which you know is coming of next year. But I feel like he's been wavering and this and that. As long as, like you said, this is a long-term thing, then maybe you could at least accept it to let these two work their way out of this mess.
Do you think if the Giants would have gone winless at home that this would be different?
No, I do.
So do I, which speaks to our point.
Which is not the right answer.
Correct. So you're not retaining these men because you necessarily believe in who they are and the vision and how it's going to play out. It's, you know, because if they went 0-9, they were 9 home games this year.
Yeah.
0-9,
so, right?
we both believe that he would have made a change, at least with Dable. Maybe Shane, but certainly Dable. But because the ignominious statistic, all-time statistic, that little footnote is no longer applied to the Giants being winless, it makes it easier to retain them, but you're not retaining them necessarily because you believe in them. It's just
and you just nailed
backwards.
Yes, you just nailed my entire problem with it. If he, Mara, truly believed in Shane and Dable and came out forcibly throughout the course of the year now saying, I believe in these two guys, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be here whether you like it or not beyond next year. I want to see them draft and develop their quarterback. I'm not going to overreact to 1 year. Then we can at least accept it. I really do believe, and it's based on reporting, like we're not just making this up, that Dable's job was in jeopardy
yes.
had they not beaten the Colts.
Yep.
So that means you can't believe in him that much. By the way, here's proof, BT. Aside from the reports, Brian Dable has changed. From year one to year three, I guarantee you it is because of Mara, ownership, whoever, telling Dable, hey, you can't be like this with the media. You can't be like this on the side. They have changed Brian Dable in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe that they fully believe in Brian Dable.
Well, then that's pretty much hopeless because the Brian Dable that they changed, that version was the only good version of Brian
Correct.
Dable.
Correct.
That's why you brought him in.
That's the one that I like.
Me too. You know, going back to week one, 3 years ago in Tennessee, when he's lighting up Daniel Jones and he's very honest and very blunt in his assessments post-game, holding players accountable, projecting the giant way, which, by the way, at this point, I don't even know what the hell the giant way is. Like, you can make the case, and I'm really, think about this. The erosion of the Giants is the saddest disintegration of any team in our city in a long time. Honestly. And listen, I think the Mets are on the come up. We know that.
But
the Mets
difference.
Don't have the history that the Giants do. The Yankees are always relevant. The Knicks are always overrated. Like, we in our own minds, we overstate who the Knicks are.
I mean,
the Knicks have won twice.
Years. Yeah.
They haven't won in our lifetime. I wasn't born and I'm older than you.
Right.
So, I mean, but the Giants alone with the Yankees were the bastion. They were the compass to competent and productive and class. And they're still classy. I don't want to get nuts, you know, get in some stupid rant here where I start taking shots that don't apply. The Giants are a very classy franchise still. But the Giants used to lead the way. It was the Yanks and it was the Giants and everybody else in this city was following them. Now the Giants are the Jets.
Lewis is in Colts Neck. What's up, Lewis?
I'm so frustrated with this team.
I think go ahead, Lewis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just so frustrated. I've been a Giants fan since the 80s. You know, my dad introduced me to the sports. I came from overseas. And it's I see an organization that literally, to me, it looks like they're getting close to the Jets type of management system. We can't figure out how to win. We can't figure out how to lose. I mean, I remember last season, I'm watching this game, and I'm telling I have a brother-in-law that works at one of the TV stations, and he was celebrating that they're about to win a game that had absolutely no meaning. I said, who's going to remember what your record is in 2024? No one's going to remember.
Wow.
Lose out, go get a good quarterback, and let's move on. Let's build on what we have. That's what everybody else, all the other franchises do.
Sorry, Lewis, to cut you off there. No, and that way, and thank you for the call.
Thanks, bud.
That would have been the case either way, but now we're reacting to Shane and Dable being back, getting a chance to pick their quarterback and beyond. And I guess that's kind of why it is convoluted, BT, because there's what we are reacting to, there's what we would do versus what they did, and then there's why did they do it? And it's hard for me to say what I would do now because I would have made a different decision a year ago, 3 years ago. And in my mind, that would have been the right decision. Like when you hired Shane and Dable, move on from Daniel Jones, get a new quarterback in immediately. I understand the salary cap and all that stuff. They didn't do it, but look what that led to. That led to Jones having an aberration of a successful season where they made the postseason. Then that led to them extending Daniel Jones, which led to them passing on a quarterback last year, which now leads to them needing a quarterback in a draft that doesn't have good quarterbacks this year. Like, the whole, what I would have done is so far different from what they did, and they have put themselves in a bad spot here. And now they're doubling down with these guys. Like, I don't think...
Sal, put it this way. You don't get to this point with one bad mistake.
Bingo. This is years in the making here. We got plenty more to do. We'll continue with your calls. And there's some news that's going to impact the Giants and their draft pick. Hop just gave it to me in my ear. We'll give that to you when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Monday morning, 888-808-1019. is the number to call. A lot to get to and a lot of news happening, BT, or at least like updates on who the Jets are looking to interview for GM, head coach. We'll get into plenty of that, especially coming up at 11 o'clock. We want to stick with the Giants here. So I teased before the break, there was one news piece that just came out a little while ago that could potentially impact the Giants in their draft. Hoff, who had this? Well, I guess the Browns GM was speaking. Go ahead. Give me the exact details on what happened with Deshaun Watson. You have it off or
no? Hold on. Just one second. I was just doing trying to multitask because Mara's supposedly speaking too.
Yeah, Mara's speaking now. I'm seeing quotes on that too, so we got to stay on top of that. I didn't even know he was speaking. Go ahead.
All right. So Deshaun Watson suffers setback in recovery from his Achilles.
Yeah.
That's going to be an issue going into 2025. He's not going to be able. I don't think he's going to be starting.
Let me just tack that for a second. Like, you very rarely hear about a setback for an Achilles. When you hear, when I hear that, I think he re-ruptured it, which then to me starts the clock back to day one.
Yeah, I thought we had more on that. Did we not have specific?
Andrew Berry said Deshaun Watson has a setback in his Achilles recovery that will extend the recovery process for him.
So right, if he ruptured, okay.
Let's be literal, but I think this is important because this is going to impact the Giants, right, which is where we're going. Because if they don't take a quarterback, then it obviously behooves the Giants, talking about the Browns. So a setback is different than, you know, being a little slow to respond to physical therapy, you know, which would maybe push the timeline, you know, back 2 weeks. A setback to me feels like there is something that actually, it was a truly physical, but a setback.
And I read there's a lot of it coming in, and there is, I guess, the possibility of a surgery still.
You see that?
Here we go.
Yeah,
this is the tweet I was looking for here. Suffered a setback in his recovery from Achilles. It's unclear how it's going to impact his timeline. Doesn't rule out the possibility of surgery.
That happened to my former brother-in-law who ruptured his Achilles playing tennis. Mm. Okay. And then he, about a month or 5 or so weeks after the initial surgery, he was on crutches. He missed a step, and he landed on it. It was not ready to be landed upon, and he completely re-ruptured it, had to have the surgery again.
So the point is, it took us a while to get here, but we'll get to the point now. Obviously, Cleveland is picking second. The Giants are picking third. Now, I don't know, because there's been some speculation, and use some common sense, right? Sanders, a couple weeks ago, whatever, had the Giants cleats on there. Cleveland sucks. Like, it's Cleveland. It is what it is. Place where quarterbacks go to die. Deshaun Watson, with the setback, without the setback, his days were probably numbered anyway. But this setback, you would think, would put the nail in his coffin. So they're going to need a quarterback. But is there a way Sanders forces his way to the Giants? And if he doesn't, BT, there is no third quarterback, right? Unless I'm missing something.
No, Jalen Milroe is not. Okay. No way. I'm not even sure if there's two.
That's all I was just going to say.
Quite frankly.
Exactly right. Even in this, you know, some people start to lean toward Ward being the guy. But
which
whatever.
I always have.
Yes, okay, right. And you know, I still got to do my homework on that and see which one I would really want. But really, it doesn't matter. Like, we could decide who we want. It's a matter of who they want, who they're going to be able to get. But the point is, the Titans need a quarterback. The Browns need a quarterback. Unless one of the two quarterbacks forces their way to the Giants,
mm-hmm.
How are the Giants getting the quarterback?
Well, they're
or
not.
Top quarterback.
The only way they do that is if they give up ridiculous amounts of draft capital, but I think they're going to have to also deal with maybe the Las Vegas Raiders, who are in the sixth slot. Because if you look at this, you have to play this forward. So it's Tennessee 1, Cleveland 2, obviously Giants 3, Patriots 4, they're set with their quarterback, Jaguars 5. We can complain all we want about their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, but they're not going to draft one now. And then you get to Las Vegas at number 6. Now, this probably more impactful for the Jets conversation, but do I think that if Aaron Rodgers wants to play and the Jets definitely don't want him, do I think that Las Vegas could be a viable landing spot for Rodgers for a year? I do, especially if they get a veteran coach, whatever. So I think that, you know, Las Vegas can either go for somebody like Rodgers, or like the Giants would be incredibly motivated to try to move up and strike a deal with Tennessee and Cleveland,
right,
which just complicates the Giants' world.
Well, yes, because you'd have to give up more or whatever, obviously.
Yeah.
But would those teams even be willing to talk trade?
Can't answer that, because I don't know how Tennessee feels about either of the quarterbacks. I just don't. I don't.
Yeah, you're right. The speculation. We're reading.
Like, Sal, think about this. I'm sitting here saying I don't like Jalen Milroe at all. Like, I there's no way I'm taking
him
top 15. If they really like him, and you know, say if they strike a deal with Las Vegas, and then they move down to 6, and then they maybe have a deal with somebody else, and they move from 6 to 11 or 12, maybe they could justify taking Jalen Milroe there, but not one. Like, there's so many different machinations. But the bottom line is this: by winning the game that the Giants won, they don't control their destiny. That's it.
And now we have Mara. I guess this is fresh sound. He's speaking with media right now, BT, answering why he decided to keep Shane and Dable.
Shane and Brian Dable Friday afternoon for several hours, after which had a conversation with Steve Tisch, and we spoke some more over the weekend, and just came to the decision that staying with both of them is the best course of action for us right now. I think in Brian's case, he was the coach of the year 2 years ago. That didn't disappear all of a sudden. I still believe he can do that again. And in Joe's case, I thought we had an outstanding draft class this year. I thought we had a really good free agency period. And I really like the staff that he's put together and built. And I think that they're the right two guys to lead us going forward. I understand, believe me, that that's not going to be the most popular decision in Giant Land, but we believe it's the right decision for us going forward.
Okay, it's fine that it's not going to be the most popular decision.
Yeah, you can't run a team that way. You got to do what you think you got to do.
Which is fine, but let's just process what he said. Okay, well, Dable was the coach of the year 2 years ago. Yeah, well, yeah, it seems somebody there neutered Dable from what he was 2 years ago to where he is now. And if he were that good a coach, and Shane is so good at bringing in players because he had a great draft class, how come they can't win? How come they can't win? I mean, that's all we're asking for is a few wins. You won 3 games. So what? How is everything great? Oh, it's Daniel Jones. We've done everything we could to screw this kid up. Blah, 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 blah. We get Malik Nabers in. We rebuilt the offensive line. Oh, he was great. Joe Shane was great in free agency. What was he? Oh, all these players you bought in, Brian Burns, for 3 wins? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
You traded for him, too. It's not like you just gave him money. You traded for him.
You got the coach of the year. You had a great draft class, great free agency, and you ended up the worst team in football. How is that? It doesn't add up.
You wish they were the worst team in football. They'd be picking first.
They were.
It doesn't add up. Listen, I respect Mara remaining married to his convictions. If those truly are his convictions, that it's just not about, you know, maybe not liking the potential coaches out there or not wanting to look like a circus again. I'm sure there's a multitude of things here, but when you specifically, now you said you wanted to hear him say why he's bringing both men back. That seemingly doesn't satisfy you that he's referencing a plaque from a couple of years ago, which is kind of dusty now, Coach of the Year, when nothing's happened since.
Okay, well, I do believe Brian Dable can be a decent head coach.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Well, why? Based on what? Why?
Because of what I saw that first year, as we talked about it. Like, I liked his temperament. I liked his personality. However, in today's NFL, it's the risk versus reward. What? You're holding on to him. Why? What do you think the ceiling is for Brian Dable versus the ceiling for whoever you would bring in? Like, to me, it's at the very least equal. There is no like, oh, I can't let go of Brian Dable because he's going to be the next Bill Belichick. I'm not sensing that. And the thing that I've been most disappointed with this year specifically, BT, with all the new weapons that they had, healthier team, all that stuff, the offense looked old and stale. It was awful. At least if Dable, who's supposed to be the offensive mind, had some semblance of an offense, I could hang my hat on that. I can't. So when you ask why, it's harder for me to push back, but I still, a part of me just thinks he was a good head football coach and could be an okay good head football coach, but not enough to keep him.
Yeah, no, we're on the same page with that. Here's the problem, though. We both don't like the fact that Dable changed his personality. Because to me, it was the real him. And when you stop being the real you, that's generally when things don't go well for somebody. But let's fast forward to 2025. Let's say that we get that hard ass back and that red ass who's very transparent. And you know what he's thinking because he's telling us after a game what he's pissed off and ticked off. Well, that's good maybe in training camp. But if they're, again, you know, 2-5 or 1-4 and their point differentials minus 36, I'm just throwing out numbers. Yeah. That tough guy act, it's not going to fly.
Yeah.
And it's not going to fly. It's almost like once he changed being that guy, I don't know that he can go back to being that guy.
I don't think you can either.
From a position of weakness when you don't win.
I think they've turned him into something that he's not, and now he's trying to fight through that, and fight through the bad record. Mara, we have more. We have more from Mara here. Yeah, we'll get to it right now. Go ahead. What do you got here? Go ahead.
John, after the season last year, you always say, I need to see progress. I need to see the arrow pointing up. I need to see improvement. What signs are there with a 3-win team that any of that has taken place?
I mean, certainly the signs were not based on our record. However, in Joe's case, I think the draft class that we had was really productive. I think all six of those guys are going to help us a great deal. I thought the free agency brought in, including Brian Burns, were really a big plus. And I think the staff that he's assembled around him and the process that we go through now, the information that we have in making personnel decisions is better than I've ever seen it before. And in Brian Dable's case, listen, I'm at practice all the time. I go to the team meetings. I watch the players. I watch how they react. I still think he's the right guy to lead us. If I'm sitting here a year from now, you're asking me these questions, I'll take the heat. But at the end of the day, we've got to make a decision, and we've made one.
Okay, here we go. Giants flying high.
This is the same. It's the same thing. He doesn't understand the error here. He believes in Shane and the decision-making process and all these, like, it just doesn't add up.
Well, he says that. Yeah. I don't know if I'm buying that. And I'm that certainly what? Not calling him a liar.
Oh, that he's...
Yeah, I mean...
But then why keep him? I think he's...
Yeah, well, that's
it.
Too... Because I don't think that he wants to be known as the guy who lost his way as the owner of the Giants.
See,
and became just like the Jets.
I believe he believes in Shane more than he does Dable.
It's out of that. Well, there's more evidence.
Correct. Listening...
At least this past year.
Well, I
supporting
mean,
Shane.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Then if you believe that Shane is great and you love his decision making,
I don't think he's great.
Mara is saying that. Oh, I've never seen anything like this. His decision making and all this stuff. And I think he's built a great staff, had great free agent great free agency, had great draft. Well, then what you're telling me is that you don't think the head coach is good enough. And he basically said, well, I'm there for practice and blah 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 with Dable and we coached the year 2 years ago. And if I'm having this conversation next year, then. So he does.
Because it's a contradiction. It's
correct.
A very good point.
Something is wrong.
Well, if he's propping up everything that Joe Shane has done, and then in the same breath he says that he believes in Dable, what you're really saying is the one guy's done a really good job, but the guy that he did the job for didn't do his job. I mean, it's kind of what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying. Which makes now sense, backing up the reports a couple of weeks ago, that Shane was safe, Dable might not be. And here we are. You just kind of heard that right there. Now, I give him credit for sticking with Dable, where as opposed to sticking with Shane and firing Dable, like that would have just been a disaster. So he went away from that. But he's still now sticking with the tandem that he truly doesn't believe in because he believes in one half of it and is hoping that Dable could figure it out. Maybe Shane sold him on it, whatever it may be. You have more here, Hoff? We have another one?
Yeah, I got one more. This is about the future of the quarterback.
Okay.
You do need a quarterback, so how important is that decision going to be to keeping them here and seeing what they can do?
That's obviously the number one issue for us going into this offseason is to find our quarterback of the future. Whether that be via the draft or acquiring a veteran is going to be up to them to decide ultimately.
See, but it's got to be via the draft. Who are you going to acquire?
Well, maybe they acquire whatever. Let's
That's
going to
be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, let's just say Sam Darnold. Whatever. Just throw a name out there of one of these stopgap guys, or maybe not a stopgap guy, a Kirk Cousins type years ago.
Kirk Cousins.
Well,
I'll just say Kirk. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Remember years ago the Jets tried to get him. Whatever the Vikings had, like that Derek Carr that they thought
Justin
he was
going
to be.
Justin Fields. Yeah, I guess.
Trevor Lawrence.
How much of this, Sal, do you think is he's being stubborn? With all due respect to Mr. Mara, because the way it played out publicly with Saquon and all the stuff, that it's almost like him not wanting to fully concede that everything went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. He's already taken shots left and right. Like, this is not like, oh, he landed in a soft spot here. So he's going against the grain. He said he understands it's not going to be a popular decision. I give him credit for that if he believes that this is the right decision. But think about now where we're at. Where he's acknowledging, this is the owner now, acknowledging that they need a quarterback. So all those mistakes that they made over the last, let's just say, 3 years have now led them to do something that might be another mistake where, and I was saying the same thing, you have to take a quarterback, have to take a quarterback, because they didn't do it the right way. Now they're kind of forced to, BT, and to your point, that could lead to a mistake because you're forcing an issue where there may not be somebody that you want.
I think it's the worst case situation. I truly do. When you think about everybody in that building is on high alert, and rightfully so, The edict is now go find me a quarterback, and I don't know if there's any good quarterbacks to be found. Yeah, that sounds like a winning recipe.
Because
that's dangerous.
Because for 3 years you thought that Daniel Jones was the quarterback. When overnight radio hosts were yelling and screaming, he's not it. I mean, think about it. All the hosts here. But, I mean, if we can determine that, how come your guys that you're paying millions couldn't decipher that 3 years ago? This should have been done 3 years. When he hired Shane and Dable, that was the right move then. The other right move would have been to get rid of Gettleman's guys.
I can't even go back that far. So you're not wrong. No,
I hate to keep going back, but, like, that's where it starts. It's not one bad losing season. It's not one bad decision. Mm. They chose Daniel Jones, which set them back. And now they're in a spot. And even last year, you're right, forget about 3 years ago. It's why I said last year vehemently, you cannot take a wide receiver here. You need a quarterback. Take a quarterback. If you didn't love Penix or McCarthy, trade down. Penix looks like the real deal, and nobody's going to go nuts, but, like, I wish the Giants had Michael Penix right now. Bo Nix is going to the playoffs with Sean Payton.
But think about the circumstances in which those teams found those quarterbacks. It wasn't as desperate as it is now. Like, there wasn't this intense pressure. I know Payton wanted to find the quarterback to win, but it's not like, hey, if I don't get a quarterback, I'm going to be fired this year.
Right.
And Atlanta already had one.
Right.
So they could do it with a clear mind, the opposite of what the Giants will be doing these next couple of months.
But I guess the point is, and we'll have more from Mr. Mara. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Mr. Mara and your calls in. Point is, if your philosophy was that last year where you didn't need to take a quarterback in a quarterback-rich draft, then they should not force the issue now. Like, you can't say, well, we need a quarterback. Just go get one
now. But they're going to.
Yeah, which is the worst thing that they could do. All right, more from Mr. Mara. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. We'll get more of your calls in here on Brian Dable and Joe Shane being retained. Let's hear some more from Mr. Mara, BT. He addressed the media a little while ago. He played a couple of cuts. Hoff, what do you got for us here? Let's hear some more from Mr. Mara on why he kept Shane and Dable.
John, what is your message to Giants fans who are very frustrated right now?
Nobody's more frustrated and upset than I am. I appreciate the fact that they have hung in there with us. I get your frustration. I feel your pain. But I still believe this is the right decision for us going forward.
Okay. I mean, look, he's doubling down. We got more there, Hoff, from Mr. Mara? Good.
You said, John, that you said that Brian's coach of the year, great draft class. But at the end of the day, you guys won 3 games. So how does...
I'm aware of how many games we've won, and obviously the results are not even close to what we want them to be, and they're going to have to get better if we're going to move on to year four.
Yeah, you think? I mean, we're going to need more results.
But they are moving on to year four. Yeah. That was odd.
Maybe
he said the results are going to have to get better if we're going to move on to year four. They are moving on to year four. They're coming back.
Right. So maybe he meant year five.
Maybe, I guess. Yeah, maybe. I mean.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, this is year four and the results have been awful.
Did he change his mind already?
Well, let's do one more, Hoff.
You're going to draft a rookie quarterback and then change the head coach and GM after that. Is this really a 2-year commitment to them?
I understand the question, but I'm not going to put any kind of time limit on it. But I certainly understand where you're going with that.
Yeah, see, and that's the wrong answer.
That's the money question, though.
Yeah.
That's the money question right there. It's a good job.
It's the wrong answer. I mean, all those questions were good. They were asking him the right stuff. It's just a matter of him, you know. Look, we get it. We know why he's keeping them here. He wanted to have some continuity. He believes in Shane for sure. You could hear that in his voice and everything that he said today. Dable a little less certain, and they're going to have to prove themselves next year. So think about where they're at now, the New York Giants, meaning... The owner says they need a new quarterback next year, whether it's through the draft or via free agency or via trade. And they're also going to have to show that they could win next year.
It's the worst possible situation you could be in.
For at least
it's the worst.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? We could predict this now. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to force their way to get a quarterback. They're not going to have a successful season as far as wins losses go. And Dable's going to be fired. And they're going to keep Joe Shane. And then Shane's going to hire another guy. They're going to try to develop the quarterback, and it's going to go wrong, and on we go.
Boy.
And this plays out the next six. I mean, that's what we're looking at, no?
Well, very possibly, but why would, under the circumstances you just identified, like, if it goes that way, what if the quarterback that they draft doesn't show a lot of promise? You're still going to run back Joe Shane?
I mean, it sounds like here's my point. Man. If you believe in Shane after the first 3 years...
Yep.
Why wouldn't you believe in Shane after year four regardless, right? Like, you love his process, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the rookie draft class this year. He loved his free agency. Okay, well, so what's going to change then in a year? To his point, if Dable is the coach of the year 2 years ago, he's not a different coach. All right, well, if you love Shane today after 3 years, some of the worst football, maybe the worst season in the history of the 100 years of the New York Giants, if you love him today, then why would you not love him in a year from now?
I probably wouldn't. I get it. It's inconsistent. This is very convoluted. It's mistake after mistake after mistake, kind of overlapping, and you try to jump through hoops to avoid getting burned here. I don't have a great answer for you, but I do have this thought. Like, so to me, the 3 years are in the books, and it seems certainly in the eyes of Mara that the more appealing asset of the two is Shane. Is that a fair?
Okay.
Well, I would push back and say, think about this: the 1 year that was actually good, that was Joe Shane's like least amount of involvement in the roster because they basically inherited things, and Daboll was the one who did all the lifting in year one.
Right.
So everything that Shane is, I'm not saying they didn't have a good draft class. They did. I certainly want to acknowledge that. I do like that moving forward, but I don't understand why are others and maybe Mara propping up Shane when the only good year they've had wasn't with his players.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense.
At least Dable showed he could coach those guys in year one.
Well, I think Mara likes what he sees and feels behind the scenes and the process and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm with you. Dable has shown me more. One more, BT. Yep. Hoff has a good one here on why if everything was so great this year, did you have only 3 wins?
You talked about the process being good, the coach having it in there, the free agency being good, their process, all the stuff. How do you justify that? How did you get to 3-14 then?
Because we stunk this year. Okay, the results on the field were not what we wanted them to be. There were a number of factors that went into that. A lot of that has already been discussed with the coach and with Joe, and will continue to be discussed. And but I liked what I heard from them on Friday afternoon. I like what their plan is going forward, and we're going to stay with it.
Hoff says there's a good one here on play calling, too. I can't wait to hear this from Mr.
Well, did you have the one, Hoff, where he was asked flat out, is the talent base better now than it was 3 years ago? And if you don't have it, though, I know you're going nuts back there. But basically, Mara said, I can't say that. So if you can't say that, why are we running this thing back?
Yeah, it just doesn't add up. What's the one you have ready, Hoff, on play calling here?
Yeah, basically about Dable and his play calling.
Go ahead,
there you go.
What
do they share with you Friday that gives you? I'm not going to go into all the details.
My fans are going to want to hear something.
I understand that. Obviously, the quarterback is the big issue, and maybe he makes some other changes in the way he operates going forward. I've talked to him about, do you really believe that it's in our best interest for you to continue calling the plays? I said, I'm not going to demand that you do one thing or the other, but are you better off letting somebody else call the plays? And that's a discussion that we're going to continue to have. There are issues like that that we have to have some further discussion about. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the decision on whether he does that, on whether he wants to make replacements in the staff. That's got to be his decision at the end of the day.
And who's jumping to join this staff, which is what I said about 30 minutes ago, when you have two lame ducks? I mean, let's just say that they come to the joint decision that he's going to have to give up the play calling. What play caller that's done anything good in this league is going to say, yeah, I'll sign up for that? This is messy.
I mean, I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for Giants fans. I feel bad for us that we got to watch the Giants and the Jets. Both. We haven't even touched the Jets yet. But I don't believe that this is the right decision. I didn't believe it to begin with. The more I hear him speak and try to answer this, the fact that he's got to talk about the play calling and the staff again, like, no.
I know.
Those are all bad signs that you're ignoring.
Yeah.
They're all red flags.
And they're also checkpoints that they've already addressed.
Yes. How many times are you going to do this? Take the play calling from Kafka, change the defensive coordinator, bring in new talent, get the weapon here, there. Like, somebody must have said that they could turn Daniel. Now, all of a sudden, Dable's saying, well, this is what happens when you get a good quarterback play. Yeah, well, whose decision was it to stick with Daniel Jones for 3 years? I mean, I give up. Mercy, because you know why, BT? We're going to be doing the same thing next year. I guarantee it.
You know, it's crazy, and this will lead into the Jets. I really do feel like we'll be doing the same thing with the Giants next year. I'm not so sure I feel that way with the Jets, but I might at the end of this conversation. But, yeah, I agree. I don't think anything The only thing that would really change things at this time next year is if, even if they have four wins and they take lumps again, but they've got the quarterback and he's putting up numbers and showing signs. But even to get that player, you're going to have to give up a lot of draft picks, something we've discussed. It's not always lose-lose, like something unconventional can occur. But right now, sitting here January 6, 2025, with these Giants moving forward, it just seems almost hopeless.